Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Tony Bruschi. Alex Murdaugh on the stand today explaining what led up to the roadside shooting of September 4th, 2021. This is the shooting where Alex and cousin Eddie were together. The disgraced lawyer wanted to die, so he claims he asked Curtis, cousin Eddie, to shoot him instead of just taking more pills. I meant for him to shoot me so I'd be gone, Murdaugh stated. Take a listen. This is from court today.
After you were confronted on Labor Day weekend 2021, did you resign or were you forced to resign from a law firm?
Absolutely.
And then on Saturday, September the 4th, do you remember what happened that day?
Saturday, September 4th. Yes, sir. I remember.
And what happened?
Start when I woke up.
Well, this started after you met with Chris Wilson. Did you meet with Chris Wilson?
I met with Chris Wilson at my mom's and dad's house in Alameda.
And did you lay it out for Chris Wilson, your opioid addiction and your misconduct?
I definitely laid out my addiction. I definitely gave him some details about monies that I had taken. We didn't go into all the details about all of it, but I certainly was very candid with him about the things that involved him.
Had you already just contacted the detox facility before you met with Chris Wilson on the 4th?
I believe that we had already, at that point, I believe that we had already spoken to the guy that I knew from Sunrise and made arrangements for me to go there on Monday.
Okay. And
I know we had arrangements for me to go there on Monday, and I'm sure we had to have had it by then, because I went to the hospital shortly after that. So, yes.
And did you reach out to Blanca to get your insurance information?
I did.
And for what purpose?
Because I was going to use my insurance at detox and rehab to help pay for it.
Okay. And what would... What was your immediate plans for the day after you met with Chris Wilson? Did you have plans to do anything, have any other meetings on that Saturday?
I wanted to go and meet with Corey Fleming, who was another lawyer who was affected by the things I did.
Okay. And did you?
And a good friend.
Did you go meet with Corey Fleming?
No.
What'd you do instead?
I'd given my... When I gave my pills to my brother, Randy, and Danny, I think I gave them to Randy. But I took a lot of pills because I knew I wasn't going to be taking anymore. So Randy had my pills. I had to get some from him the night before, but I only got a small amount. I could tell, you know, I wasn't taking anything near like what I had been taking, so I knew it was coming. And I called someone to bring me more pills. And before I met with Chris Wilson.
And did you meet this? Did the person you called bring you more pills?
You know, I don't know if he brought me more pills or not, because by the time I met with him, after meeting with Chris, and after, you know, the starting of the withdrawals, I changed my plans.
And what was the change in plans?
Not to get pills from him anymore. And instead, I asked him to shoot me.
Did you ask him to shoot you as a sympathy ploy? Or did you want
as a sympathy ploy?
Yes, sir. Why did you ask him to shoot you? What was the end goal in your that you wanted to accomplish?
I meant for him to shoot me so I'd be gone.
And who was this? Who did you ask to do this?
Eddie Smith.
And did he in fact shoot you?
He did.
And where was that located? Not your gunshot, but where were you shot in Hampton or Caledon County? Where were you?
It's Hampton County. It's right on the border of Saucahatchee Road. It runs right along the Saucahatchee River.
And why did you want to be gone?
I mean, I knew all this was coming to a head. I knew how humiliating it was going to be for my son. I mean, I'd been through so much. At the time, in the bad place that I was, it seemed like the better thing to do. I don't think that way now, thankfully, but
right.
I did at the time.
Did you have life insurance on you?
Oh, yeah, I had a lot of life insurance.
And who was the beneficiary?
Maggie was the beneficiary.
How much life insurance did you have?
I had $12 million. I had a $4 million policy and an $8 million policy, a total of 12.
Did you ever have any life insurance on Maggie?
No, never.
You ever have any life insurance on Paul?
No.
That's the latest that we have for you. We'll continue to cover this story. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you are downloading podcasts so you don't miss any breaking updates and full courtroom coverage in the trial of Alec Murdaugh. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.